from coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
This week's show is going to focus on all of the great game day gadgets that you may be interested in. And all these things that we're going to highlight are available for purchase. So if you listen to the show, grab the name. And a lot of these products are available on Amazon or also on the home site of the products themselves. So want to make sure that during this week's Best Of show that we give you all of the best products that money can buy to enhance, to increase, to elevate your level of tailgating out there as you get ready for whatever it is you're tailgating for. We're in mid-June already. So we're in the middle of racing season, both Formula One, NASCAR, NHRA, whatever your pick your poison on the racetrack. We're right in the middle of that. We're getting closer to football season. So those of you that spend the bulk of your time tailgating during football season, it's coming. You know, we're only about a month and a couple of weeks away from spring training, I guess, summer training, two-a-days, whatever it is you call it there with your teams, whether it's college football, NFL, football is on the way. So we want you to make sure that you gear up and get ready for the season by having access to some of the coolest products out there. You know, we really do appreciate your continued support of our show, and we've got some great sponsors out there. We've got some cool new sponsors that are going to be coming on board real soon, and some great promotions. And so when I come back live in the studio next week, we'll talk about some of the great promotional events that we're going to be doing heading into the fall. So I know it's early summer, and you're like, what the hell are you talking about fall for? Well, because we have some cool things that are going to happen in the fall that we want to share with you. So we've got a lot of that kind of stuff coming up on next week's show. Make sure you head over to our website at tailgateradio.com. There is some really badass content there, some cool links, some of the folks we like to visit with and do business with, and hopefully you will too. But if nothing else, it is just a great place for you to get some cool ideas, some great ideas for your next tailgate party. So make sure you head over to our website and our Twitter page and get active with Tailgate Radio. We certainly would appreciate it. And as I mentioned earlier, we're going to have some great promotional events and contests and things that are going to be coming up real soon that you're going to want to take advantage of, because it's only going to make your tailgate party better. When we come back, we're going to take a step back in time and visit some of the best of game day gadgets when we come back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. Tailgate Nation, I've got a question for you. Are you a beer koozie lover, or do you know somebody that has this obsession with collecting koozies from all over the country? Kind of like me. You know, I wear that as a badge of honor. And let me tell you, I've got a perfect company for you. It's called Cooler Can Monthly, and it's the only beer koozie subscription service on the planet. Every month, listen to this now, every month they're going to send you a high-quality koozie from some of the greatest spots in the country. One month you might get a koozie from a shady dive bar down here in Texas, and the next month a koozie from a quirky mom-and-pop shop up in Nebraska. Brand new koozies every month from places you've never stepped foot on or heard of in your entire life, and that's what makes this so much fun. Package options include materials like foam or neoprene. You can also choose how long you want to keep your subscription. You can pay month to month or purchase a prepaid package. There's no commitment, and you can cancel anytime. Cooler Can Monthly koozie packages start at less than $5 a month, and shipping is free. Let me say that again. Cooler Can Monthly koozie packages start at less than $5 a month, and shipping is free, making them one of the least expensive subscription clubs around. Now, Cooler Can Monthly makes the perfect gift for your drinking buddy, your college pal, or anybody you want to share a drink with. What you need to do is you need to go to Cooler Can Monthly, and they're offering a deal to pass along to you right now through Tailgate Radio. Use the promo code TAILGATE15.
That's Tailgate15, and you'll receive 15% off of their subscription packages. Koozie season is officially here, and if you live somewhere like Texas, it's all year long. So check out CoolerCanMonthly.com and start your koozie collection today. Say that five times fast. That's Cooler Can Monthly. Now the only thing cooler than your beer is you.
All right, folks, and we're back here with more Tailgate Radio. And this week we're going to be talking about the best of game day gadgets, some of the coolest, most innovative, most practical, and user-friendly products out there. Let's take a step back and enjoy these segments on the best of game day gadgets this week on Tailgate Radio.
We've got the mastermind behind a tool that you've got to have in your backyard, at your next tailgate party. It's called the Grill Minder. And to talk to us about the Grill Minder is the Grill Meister himself, maybe. We'll talk about his name, Mr. Dan Teicher. Dan, welcome into Tailgate Radio.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Every time I have an inventor, a company that comes in with a great new idea or an improvement over an existing idea, there's always a story behind it. So first of all, before we get into the nuts and bolts of your product itself, tell us a little bit about the mindset of what got you guys started with the product called the Grill Minder.
So it's basically trying to fulfill a need that, you know, in the backyard, grilling out all the time, find myself a lot of times throwing my food on the grill and, you know, chasing my kids around and, you know, losing track of time. So that's what kind of started it. And, you know, I always looked at my watch or my phone and I always kind of forgot what time it was and, you know, I always lost track. So I ended up putting a Timex watch on my actual handle of my grill to remember to set the time. And actually never remembered to actually hit the button. It was kind of rotated down and just, I don't know. So I always thought, you know, maybe there's a way to, every time I want to come back to the grill, it should tell me exactly how long my food's been on. So I figured out a way to do it, and hence the Grill Minder.
If you're somebody like me, and I like to fidget opening the grill, closing the grill, checking on the steak temperature, you're telling me I can kind of get a split time, like in the old slalom days in the Winter Olympics. It's going to tell me exactly the time between my previous visits.
Yep, exactly. So every time you open and close the grill, one of the timers, the last open timers, will reset to zero, and it just starts counting up. The other timer just stays going, and it tells you their total cooking time. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, every time you put your burgers on, you close the grill, you go do what you're doing, you come back and you look at the timer and it tells you, you know, your burgers have been on 3 minutes and 20 seconds. So you open it up, you flip your burgers, you close it, and the bottom timer resets back to zero and the top timer keeps going. So it's pretty simple. That's kind of my theory behind it, is really, really simple, but, you know, really helpful.
Talk to me about the process from the Timex watch to the final product that you've got packaged and out for sale right now. How long a process was that, and how much research and development went into creating the product?
So you talk about, you asked about kind of the whole, how I came up with it. Well, I had the idea. I'm like, oh, it's got to be out there. So the first couple of months was trying to find it. You know, I assumed there was something else out there like it. So I, you know, went all over the websites and time, you know, different timing companies and couldn't find it. So I figured, hey, you know, I'll make it myself. So I pitched it to a couple of different companies, and one company that makes thermometers and other timing devices, things like that, grill thermometers, remote thermometers, called Maverick Housewares. They liked it. They loved it. And so I partnered with them. So they helped me kind of develop it and kind of go after, you know, the right production side. In the meantime, I did some, you know, patent work and got a, you know, patent pending on the concept or design and everything. So went after that and developed it with them over, you know, a couple of months, and then got a prototype, changed some things here and there. Changed them back, you know, made some updates. And so as far as the timeline, it took about probably 2 years from idea to, you know, what I'm holding in my hand, a timer on my grill. So it's takes a little while, but we had to do it right, you know.
Did you come from a background of creating products, or was this your first foray into being an inventor?
I've come up with a couple of ideas, but nothing real electronic based like this. I found it's best to partner with somebody who knows what the heck they're doing and not do it all on your own. So work with these guys, and they have the factory contacts and everything. So it definitely helps to lean on someone who's done something similar before, that's for sure.
Yeah. What was the most challenging part of this whole process of getting it out there to the public?
I guess, you know, just making small tweaks. You get a prototype that was almost perfect, but then it wasn't weather resistant, so we had to make some changes there because it's something you want to be able to keep on your grill. That's another great thing about it, is actually stays on the handle of your grill. You come out, it's there, you push the button to turn it on, and it's good to go. So it's real nice because it's nice and easy and simple, and it's always there. So just kind of making small tweaks to each prototype kind of was a little bit of a hurdle, but something you gotta, you know, you expect.
I'm here with Dan Teicher, the guy behind the Grill Minder, and Dan, one of the questions I wanted to ask is, as far as the design goes, were you involved in the actual design as far as the molding of the plastic and the size of the device and kind of all of those, you know, really small details that go into creating a product like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly pretty close to the first sketch that I did. I sent it over to them, and they kind of made some tweaks, and the sizing, they came out with a bigger one that was a little bit too big, so we made it a little smaller to make it, you know, just so it's not too big on the handle there. And, I was every step of the way, it was, you know, integral part, so it was kind of fun to do it. And even more fun to have it, you know, on the grill now and letting it rip.
How can folks get a hold of the Grill Minder? Again, I mean, we're going right into the perfect time of the year for most of the country, into grilling territory for the spring and into the summer.
Yeah, right now you can buy it on our website. It's thegrillminder.com. And actually, we're running a special here with Tailgate Radio. If you follow us on Twitter, tell us you heard about us on Tailgate Radio. We'll reply to you with a $5 off code that you can use on our website. So it's $25, and with that, you get down to $20 delivered to your house. So it's pretty cool deal there, and we'll ship it right out right away.
Absolutely. Tailgate Nation, you heard it right there. A $5 discount on the Grill Minder for $20. You can have this thing on your grill in a matter of days. So we're going to make sure that we get that out to the masses, and hopefully you'll have a flood of orders coming in for the Grill Minder. What we're going to do at Tailgate Radio is we're going to put a link directly to thegrillminder.com on our site. So if you want to find us through there, you can, or go directly to the website, whatever works best for you. Now, when they go to the website, when they go to thegrillminder.com, what can they find there?
The features and any, you know, frequently asked questions. But we're not selling any other products right on there right now. It just tells about us, has some comments from other customers, and you can just click and buy it and use that $5 off discount, and we'll ship it out to you.
This is not a $150 price point. This is $25. $20 with the Tailgate Radio special discount. This seems to me like it is a no-brainer and should be on the grills of every household throughout America and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny you ask that because I told a few people about this before we even came out with it. Said, "Oh, okay, yeah, it's a good idea. You know, it's on your grill. It's always there. You need a timer." But then it doesn't really click on a lot of people that every time you close it, it resets down to zero and starts counting up. And it's, you know, there are thermometers out there. And I saw one to the guy the other day. I just happened to be in his house, and he's like, "Oh, I got something like that." And he looked for 5 minutes and couldn't find it, and he finally pulled out one thermometer, two thermometers. And he came up with something that wasn't even close to it. Well, you know, he had to look in 10 different drawers for that thing. This, you know where it is every time. It's on your grill handle waiting to be used every time. So it's a great price point. You know, we find that most guys, yes, you're gonna use a thermometer when you're cooking a lot, but most of the time you're probably not. You're going to be throwing some burgers, some chicken, hanging out. You want to know, you know, how long it's been on there. It always answers that question. How long has my food been on the grill? You always have an answer to that question. Yeah, John, thanks again for having me on. You do a great show, and listen to it every week, and you do a great job. So I appreciate you having me on. All you guys can go to thegrillminder.com, and you can buy your one, two there, however many you want there. And but first of all, go to at thegrillminder, follow us on Twitter, and we'll respond with a $5 off code. If you can contact us through the website, we'll do that as well. Just make sure you told us you heard about us on Tailgate Radio, and we'll get that out to you. And once you get it, grill with it, and give us some feedback. Post some pictures. Also on our Twitter account, we're going to be giving grill minders away all summer. We're going to have a contest where you post pictures of your grill and what you're doing at the tailgate. And we're going to pick winners either weekly or monthly, and we'll get some free ones out there too. So definitely follow us on Twitter and tell us about where you heard from us.
This week we're going to be talking with Mindy from PartyCoffins.com. Welcome to Tailgate Radio, Mindy.
Thank you. I am so glad for this opportunity. I'm so glad you called. I'm very happy to be here.
October is a great month. Halloween, there's always lots going on. And last week I read a story about party coffins and just couldn't believe what I was hearing. So can you give us some background on how you guys got started with Party Coffins and PartyCoffins.com?
Absolutely. And that makes me laugh that you yourself haven't ever thought of this. I mean, it just seems very normal around our house at this point in time. But to give you a little bit of a backdrop around PartyCoffins.com, Doug and myself, Doug Dawson, the other co-founder, my fiancé, and I are very passionate about Halloween as well as tailgating. And so just in a series of different things, we've kind of married those two loves, those two passions, and have come up with PartyCoffins.com. We were tailgating last fall, and we have a hearse, and we have several coffins that we utilize in our big Halloween parties each year. And last fall, as we were sitting tailgating at one game, Doug said, "Wouldn't it be fun if we took one of the coffins and made it into a tailgate piece, something that we could bring with us to tailgate with?" So that is definitely the inspiration. That was the beginning of this whole adventure that Doug and I have been on. And from there, we took one of our coffins to a local home, I guess you will, a home stereo store, and said, "Hey, here's what we're looking for. Here's what we would like to have added into the coffin." And we chose to add the flat screen TV, the cooler. We knew we wanted speakers so we could not only hear the game, but then also have music be a part of that. So we then, after two or three weeks of working with them and getting our coffin the way we wanted it, we began to tailgate with it. And the response that we received was absolutely overwhelming. We had no idea. We had literally a line of people at our tailgate spot nonstop, asking questions, asking could they take a picture of it, how could they buy one. And so when this football season came around and gearing up for Halloween again, Doug and I looked at one another and said, "Why not? Let's just take this to the next level and retail these coffins and see where it goes." And I have to tell you, the response that we've been given is just absolutely phenomenal.
There's so many questions I want to ask about this, but you mentioned earlier that you had these coffins. You've stored them in like your garage, and you know, this is kind of normal for you guys.
Yes, at this point in time, coffins in our garage is normal for us in our household, as strange as that sounds. But yes, so we, just to kind of take you from A to Z, again, A being what was our source of inspiration, how did this get started, and then to step two being, how do you get your hands on coffins? So we have teamed up with a local funeral home, a good friend of ours from this small town where we live and said, hey, well, can you help us get our hands on some coffins? These are real coffins. It's not like it's just boxes or made out of plywood. These are absolutely real caskets that we are now converting into tailgate pieces. So we purchased a lot of these caskets. We then had them delivered initially to our house. Doug, my fiance, owns a logistics business and warehousing. Since then, we do store some of them outside of our garage. And then we have a design crew and a team that goes in and actually takes these caskets and puts it into the tailgate piece. Now, we have a couple different models. We're very customer-oriented, and we can do about whatever any customer would like. So we have two different models that we showcase when we're out tailgating, one of which being what I would consider a premium model. In the foot lid of the casket is a 32-inch flat-screen TV. It has a stereo receiver with surround sound speakers embedded into the side of the casket, which is Bluetooth ready. So if you're just looking for music, you can Bluetooth your phone directly to the stereo receiver and play just music. We also have it's adaptable to Dish Network, so you can get a tailgater from Dish Network, which is who we use.
They're a sponsor of the show. That was a great plug.
Very nice, very nice. It worked out great for us. We've been using the tailgater personally for a couple of years now, and we love having it because before we go to the game, obviously we like to watch the pregame shows, but also we kind of like to keep up on what's going on in other games, so we utilize that. And then at the other end of the cooler, or excuse me, at the other end of the casket is a large cooler. So that's our, what I would consider our top-of-the-line model. Again, we can kind of customize that model in any way, shape, or form a person would like it. A secondary model, because we had some people say, gosh, you know, I'm not a big sports fan, and I think that this is a lot of fun. I love Halloween. We have a lot of backyard barbecues, and we just like this for the wow factor in the casket itself. So then we took that feedback and made a second model where it's just the cooler. So it's a casket with two very large coolers in it, as well as a storage area. And it also has an outlet so you can plug in a blender if you want to make mixed drinks, make the kids ices, plug in a hot plate, whatever your art. It does have an electrical outlet on the side too, so you can utilize that in any way you may need.
You know, this is one of the coolest ideas I believe I have ever heard in my life. Mindy, how in the heck can we get our hands on our very own party coffin?
All you need to do, you can give us a call at 844-COFFIN-1, and that will ring directly to our cell phones. Or you can obviously visit our website at partycoffins.com, and you can look and see what we have available and then also place your order that way. Every single coffin that we make is 100% custom made, so we would need anyone who's interested in getting their hands on one, give us a call. Let us know what your interests are. If you want your casket painted for your team color, absolutely, we'll make that happen. So we can send them out as is, or we can have them painted. They're 100% customizable. Let us know what you want, and we'll make it happen for you. Our goal is, and at this point in time, and I hesitate to say this close to Halloween, but what we've done thus far is we have a 10-day turnaround time. From the time that order is placed, we have that coffin shipped in 10 days or less. So I know that a lot of people are going to want one for Halloween. I know that they're going to want one to tailgate with before the end of the football season. So certainly place your order now, and let's get you your casket in time for Halloween and before football season ends.
Mindy, I want to thank you so much for coming in to Tailgate Radio this week, and we wish you all the best, and keep us updated on how things are going over there at partycoffin.com.
We absolutely will, and thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
This is the publisher of Inside Tailgating Magazine. Mr. Stacy Moore, welcome in to this week's Tailgate Radio.
Thanks, John. I appreciate you having me on.
We have talked in the past about the business of tailgating and how you have, in fact, on last week's show, as we were wrapping up, I kind of poked fun at you and said, what kind of job is it that you get to live all week working, thinking, testing, trying out new tailgating products, and then, oh, when the weekend rolls around, you get to go do it again. So the business of tailgating is quite a interesting entrepreneurial endeavor, I guess. And I know over at Inside Tailgating, you guys have done a great job of creating ongoing content and photos and recipes and contests and all that. But you also get inquiries about getting into the tailgating business, so to speak.
Yeah, we get all kinds of inquiries from people starting up new products and wanting to get some general industry information or figure out what's the best way to go about breaking into the industry. We're constantly getting inquiries all the time.
You know, and the way people start businesses now has changed so much. Even, I would say, in the last 5 years or so, what are some creative approaches that people are coming to you with that are interested in getting into the business of tailgating?
Yeah, one of the things that we're seeing a lot of is people are starting Kickstarter campaigns. I'm sure most people are familiar with the Kickstarter website, but it's a place where people go and they create new projects and they ask people for money, and people pledge anywhere from a dollar up to thousands of dollars to get a project off the ground if they like it and think it's a cool idea. And Kickstarter actually had its most successful campaign this past year, I think ever actually, was a cooler that a lot of people have heard about called the Coolest. So that that cooler that has everything from a blender, stereo, bottle opener, all sorts of cool gadgets on that cooler. If people hadn't checked it out, they need to. But that project ended up with over 62,000 people pledge money to it. They had a goal of $50,000, and they raised over $13 million through Kickstarter.
Wow. What do you think? What do you think?
Busy making a lot of coolers now.
No kidding. What do you think resonated with that particular Kickstarter campaign that really caught the attention? Because I've gone over to Kickstarter and Indiegogo and some of those other crowdsourcing, and you know, to me, it seems like it's a hard. The process is really unique, but it seems like it'd be very difficult to get the word out about your product or your service that you're trying to create that campaign for. So what do you think they did so well, or do you think it was just a case of the product selling itself?
Yeah, I think this was actually his second shot at it, and I think the first time he went at it, he had more of a crude design of the cooler and stuff like that in his, I think his first campaign on Kickstarter was not successful, actually. And I think he kept at it. He came back again, and I think he did a great job with PR and created momentum, and everyone was like, hey, this thing is really cool. This is a cool cooler. And, it just snowballed. Like I said, with this crowdfunding and crowdsourcing, you have to hit a level of momentum to get you over the hump. It's definitely probably a struggle to hit that, to get to that tipping point, and obviously not all projects get funded, but this guy made it really successful.
Yeah, you know, it seems like anything like that, they always say, for example, in business, you know, the first $100,000 are the hardest to make, but once you hit that, it tends to grow exponentially from there if you have sound business practices. And so it sounds like this guy really, the first go-around may have gotten the kinks out in the second one, because I know on all of the social media that we're associated with at Tailgate Radio, there was a video, there was a link, there was something linked to that Coolest cooler, and I clicked over, and it's just a really great product, it appears to be. It looks like it's going to be well made, and you know, it's demonstrable there on the website where you can actually see exactly what it does. And that's amazing. You said $13 million.
Over $13 million with the 50. Yeah, original goal was 50,000.
Wow.
And yeah, hit over $13 million. I think it's the largest. I think this is the largest success story ever for Kickstarter, and obviously a pretty cool tailgating product. So I think that's got a lot of businesses and entrepreneurs that want to create kind of the next greatest tailgating product out there hitting up Kickstarter, and then they email us and want some pub, and we got in a couple last week that I thought were pretty interesting.
So they're doing the same type of crowdfunding operation?
Yeah, both of these are on Kickstarter, so people can go to Kickstarter.com and search for them. One of them is called the Adventure Blanket, made by a company called Tribe Provisions, and this blanket is made specifically for the outdoors. And so, you know, if you don't want to bring a blanket from home off your bed out to the tailgate and then it rains or it gets dirty and a mess, this is an ideal blanket to take with you. They actually sent me one of them. It's really cool. It's about 5.5 feet by 4.5 feet, and it's got an attached stuff bag to it. So you know how you use these stuff bags for your sleeping bags and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
This blanket has its own stuff bag that stays attached to it, so you cannot lose it. And so that makes it real easy to take out and use and put back up. It's got a quilted look to it. It's double stitched, and that helps keep the foundation and form of the blanket. It's really soft polyester interior. It's weather resistant nylon on the outside, and extremely durable. So you can asphalt. You can lay it on the grass. You can do all sorts of things with it out in tailgate lots, and you won't be able to rip it up.
And you said it's called the Adventure Blanket?
Say again?
You said it was called the Adventure Blanket?
Yeah, it's called the Adventure Blanket from Tribe Provisions.
All right, so we can go over and to Kickstarter and take a look at that, and if you feel so inclined, support that company. That sounds like a great, very practical use product out there, and you know, having the attached bag is great too, because even when you're you know, sitting and watching a game or out in the parking lot, you can just throw your stuff in there and not worry about it getting lost until you pack the blanket back.
Yep. I think those guys are going to be successful. They're only about $5,000 short of their goal, and they got about a month left on their campaign. So,
all right, Tailgate Nation, get out there and support them.
They're going in the right direction.
That's fantastic.
Another one we got in was a new tailgate chair. You know, you've probably seen some cool innovations and new chairs out there along the way. And I believe this one's actually a Canadian company that they've built a lightweight aluminum chromed reclining tailgate chair that comes in three different versions. The basic one's only about $69, and it has a bottle opener attached to it.
Nice.
They have an elite version where they put in a folding table that can fold a lot of different ways, and it has a USB connection in the arm and in the table as well.
Wow.
You know, a lot of people that have these devices, they need a USB plug-in. It's got some battery power. It's got a solar panel on there to power a small battery so you can get some power in this chair. And they make a cooler that has speakers that that can attach to the chair as well. There's a couple of different versions of this chair out there. It's called the NV chair, and they are also on Kickstarter.com.
And you know what's amazing, and a lot of people probably don't realize it, is that there are people out there that are lawyers, that are bankers, that are biologists, that, you know, their secret desire is to be an inventor or create that product. And it doesn't see, I mean, I know you see them on a regular basis, and so do we. The creativity and the entrepreneurial spirit and the ability to create products out there that are great for tailgating. And there never seems to be a shortage of new ideas. Do you find that over there at Inside Tailgating?
Never a shortage of new ideas. That's one of the things that makes this industry so fascinating. There's a lot of innovation going on, you know, anywhere from, you know, when they created that first, you know, portable cooler that has, you know, that had like wheels on it and a go-kart and sitting there riding a cooler around like it's a motorcycle around the tailgate lot. So, I mean, who would have ever thought of that?
Yeah, I was actually at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show a few years ago, and a guy got arrested going down Las Vegas Boulevard driving one of those things. So it was funny. It made the news, but it was also great publicity for that company. Speaking of great publicity, tell us about what's going on over at Inside Tailgating. You guys have a community that you're building, and you've got a great magazine that you can subscribe to and a great website. So tell us how we can connect the Tailgate Nation to Inside Tailgating Magazine.
Yeah, check us out on InsideTailgating.com. Send us a tweet at Tailgate with us or connect with us on Facebook. We're putting out fresh content every week. Yesterday, we actually just published an article with 5 YouTube videos for Kansas City Royals-related tailgate songs for the World Series that's going on now. It just kicked off yesterday. So always can have interesting, new, and fresh content up on our website at InsideTailgating.com.
Here at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm here with Greg Wilson. He is the head guy.
I'm basically the head of operations, CEO, and president of Wrecking Ball Helmets. I'm also known as Wrecking Ball.
Nice.
That is my, I guess my, not my stage name, but my game name whenever I go out and about.
And for those listening, Wrecking Ball Helmets, I'm looking at your booth, tremendous pop visually. Where did the inspiration for these wearable helmets come from?
Well, it actually goes pretty far back. So I was an officer in the Canadian Air Force, and back in 1995, I was posted to a helicopter squadron in Shearwater, Halifax. And basically what happens on the weekends, you know, you're there's always a barbecue in the summer. So the guys would get together, and one time, you know, they'd have the wives and kids, and one guy decides to come out, and he wears his helicopter helmet on. You know, I don't know if you've seen a helicopter helmet. They're kind of roundish and large. And, you know, obviously he got all the attention. Everyone had a picture with him, and, you know, the girls thought it was cool, and all the guys get jealous. So the next week, the next barbecue, everyone shows up with a helicopter helmet on. Well, then the next guy, everyone's trying to one-up. So then the third week, someone shows up and paints his, paints it like a baseball. Next guy shows up, paints it like a basketball. And afterwards, you're doing it, it's turned into a tradition. So every weekend, we had this thing going on. And then I remember sitting back in the mid-90s going, man, this is a great idea, but who the heck's going to buy a $2,000 helicopter helmet and take it to sporting events? So I've always had the idea in my mind. Well, I'm an aerospace engineer by trade. And so I basically reinvented the helmet or the ball, so to speak, and found a way of basically downsizing it. Well, I didn't downsize it. The one I'm wearing right now, this enormous one, is the one, the first one I ever made. I thought it was just for myself. I was going to be a fan at a sporting event. And, you know, I showed up to the sporting event not knowing. I thought, oh, man, people are going to think this is awful. I don't know if they're going to like it. But the result is the complete opposite. Your reaction is the same as everyone else's reaction. It's a smile.
Yeah.
It's just complete, like, wow, that guy looks like he's having the best time over anyone else. Picture goes, pictures, just like it was when I was in those barbecues back in the military. So to make a long story short, after 200 people a game or more come up to you and ask you to buy a helmet, you say, well, maybe I don't want to just be a fan anymore. I really got to do something with this. So went out, spent the time and got 18 patents applied. And so far I've been issued 16 patents. And we basically, if you put a ball on your head for any sport, I own that patent. And we've defended that patent successfully once already with and what's happened now is that we've basically been able to find a way to downscale even the one I make and make a version which is very very aesthetic. You can see it looks good on men, women. It has no demographics. It's blue collar, white collar. No, it's not. We have kids as young as 12 that can wear it and have fun. We have you know, adults as old as 60 who have fun. And then the first reaction is, as soon as you put it on your face, you beam with a smile. Even though you don't see yourself, you know you look funny. And it's a way to show your fandom, right? It's like the ultimate expression of a fan. You know, I call it imagine a cheesehead, but it's not limited to one sport or team. As you can see, I can do any sport, I can do any team, I can almost do any occasion. I have 120 of these things. If I wanted to, I could wear one virtually every day. I could find a reason to wear one. And so that's kind of, in a nutshell, that's kind of the morphing of how we got to this point right now.
Now you're a brand new company, right?
Brand new. I've been developing my product under the Wrecking Ball Helmets LLC name for the last 3 years, 4 years actually. But this is the first time where I've had the product. We've finally had our overseas manufacturer has finally perfected it. It took us over a year and a half to develop the manufacturing side. Very complicated, you know. And I'm not afraid to admit we struggled with manufacturing overseas. We had to use 3 or 4 different manufacturers till we got it right. It's your typical story of a young entrepreneur where, you know, you come across failure after failure, but you have to get over that and take the next step and, you know, wipe off your face and get back to it. And then finally we got to this point. And we didn't decide to come here until about 2 weeks ago. So we got the sample and I put it all together. And as you can see, it's the product speaks for itself. I mean, I always know I just got to bring the product here because it's so visually striking. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying this because I love my product. I just know because I've experienced it at every game. If I walk into a stadium, all eyes are on my product or on me or on my girls.
Right.
We call them ball girls, by the way. And as you can see, they're very perky and very fun. But it doesn't matter if it's girls or guys. It's the same attention across the board.
Now one question I want to ask you is it comfortable?
Yes, very comfortable. Actually, let me try and show you one real quick here. Let me bring... So as you can see,
I'm looking at the inside of one of the wrecking ball helmets.
As you can see, the inside, it's fully adjustable. It's got 3 foam pieces, and see, there's an empty cavity, so there's enough rigidity that if you're a kid, it stays on your head. So what actually holds it in place is the rear support. It has positive, basically keeps it in place, and so it's removable. And so if you're a little kid, it's a bigger insert. If you're a guy with a large head, it's a smaller insert. And it is literally a one size fits all. We have children there wearing the exact same helmet as, say, an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fun part about me being an engineer is actually I've developed it all. I didn't outsource any of this. I went from what you see on my head, which is completely different. I'm not going to show you. That is proprietary. But to basically work our way to the smaller size, which when it's stadium friendly, it doesn't block your view. But you can take it on and off. That was the other thing too. I don't like face paint. I don't like costumes. And I'm about to show you something real quick. For me, I can transform. I can transform from super fan to just a regular guy. And this is the same thing. I'm in a game, so I'm watching. Uh-oh, we're on the 5-yard line. It's getting exciting. Time to get your game face on. You get the helmet on, and you're ready. You're ready for the cheering moment. Boom, you cheer, you high five, boom, and you take it off, you're back to normal. And that's what I wanted as a fan. I think a lot of other people want that too. Now, granted, I don't do that. I keep it on the whole game. Because I've now developed into a super fan, and I was awarded Ultimate Sports Fan from the What a Fan Sports Conference in Orlando.
Okay.
So I was basically for 2014 defined as the best super fan across all sports.
Congratulations!
And it was actually pretty cool. We also worked with a charity called Fans Against Child Abuse at that time, and they actually won. Believe it or not, I even won a free car at this conference because of my. I know.
Wow.
For wearing a ball on my head, you know, just the positive attention has been crazy.
Yeah.
Just organically by me showing up to events, I've been in over 200 publications, including the Wall Street Journal. They've shown photographically. USA Today, Miami Herald, LA Times, Chicago Tribune, the list goes on and on. Even if you're on American Airlines this week and you go and look at your seat back at the American Way magazine, you'll see a picture of me wearing a Union Jack when I went to the London game.
Nice.
My product was shown on a U.S. Bank commercial. It has been shown in a Pepsi commercial. So I just kind of go out and get that kind of fun exposure.
It happens organically, it sounds like.
It's the purest grassroots form of a product. It's almost the American dream, you know, where the idea, and this is what everyone says, it's so stupid and obvious. It's just a ball on your head. How come I didn't think of that? And you're right. It does seem like such an obvious idea, but yet I was lucky enough. When I went to go get it patented, I wasn't sure if I was going to get it. And then, you know, sure enough, they said, I effectively own a patent on a ball. You know, and how that's like owning a patent on a will. You know, and that's what I'm proud of, is that I'm actually proud of that intellectual property side of it, too. And that I recommend that if I didn't do that step, I would never have the confidence to go forward with it right now. Because it has been a tremendous amount of time, money, effort to do what we've done. So
I can tell you, you stand out here, and the whole point of this show is for businesses to stand out. And amongst all of those, you have one of the most vivid colors, most attraction to your booth, exciting for you. I'm really excited for you, because I think as a new company, you're going to see tremendous success with this. And you're still in your infancy as far as getting it out.
Oh, and actually, not only that, what's cool about it, I agree with you, because this is, it is like, it is, it's such a fun product. That's the best part. As I always tell people, that like our motto is life is a ball. You know, it's about, like, listen up, America, heads are going to roll. I mean, if you see it, like, everyone who interacts with us just smiles. It's not business. It's mixing business with pleasure, because if it wasn't fun, I wouldn't do it. And at the end of the day, I always tell people this. I know I have a product here, but I'm a fan first. I still am a fan first, and that'll never change. So no matter what happens, I'm still going to be the same old wrecking ball at all the sporting events.
Yeah.
You know, cheering on my team, because that's where the passion comes from. And
No, I was going to ask you, so where can people take a look at this? Because I know on a podcast, for them to visualize it, they need to see something. We're going to have some photos posted on our website, but where can they check out your product?
Well, so right now, like I said, this is the first time we've introduced it. My website is www.wreckingballhelmets.com. Wrecking is without the G, like, because we are from Texas. And then bottom line, and by the way, everyone always asks about wrecking ball. I was a wrecking ball before Miley Cyrus even knew what twerking was. So we've always had, and, you know, wrecking ball was always known with sports vernacular, you know, either a really strong, awesome play or a player that was just dominating in his field. So for me, it was an obvious connection, and I just got lucky that I got a theme song out of it. You know, and then basically, if you go to that website, they'll see that, you know, we're set up for wholesale orders, and we're also doing pre-sales for several items. But right now, our focus right now is just to get our name out there, let people know, hey, we've just arrived, and in a very short amount of time, we're going to be able to purchase our product.
Fantastic. Well, Greg, I want to appreciate, I appreciate you taking time to let us come and talk to you. Best of luck at the show.
All right.
And come on, we're based in San Antonio. Come down there. Might hurt you to put some Spurs gear on.
Well, you know, so my wife is from San Antonio. And what's funny, we always talk about it. Like, whenever we go to the Mavs Spurs games, it's crazy. And I actually have made a Spurs helmet for her once. We have a little niece who was a big Spurs fan at the time. And so I've had to, you know, and I've done that. But my loyalty is to the Mavs.
Absolutely.
But you know, I agree, though. I mean, It's something. I mean, we always talk about, that was the one thing that we didn't know when we first started dating, is that we're gonna be like, there's one day a year where I'm sleeping on the sofa.
That's right.
And that's when the Mavs play the Spurs. And
that's right, and
that is the passion of sports in their lives, and that even affects your relationship with your spouse.
And you know what's interesting, though, during football season, I think San Antonio has a higher percentage of Cowboy fans than the Dallas area.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, and the Cowboys. See, I grew up in Canada, so you know, it wasn't just America's team; it was also Canada's team. But that's also happened. I think back in the 70s, 80s, the Cowboys games always had broadcasting over the borders.
Right, right.
So I think that's why we've always seen that, because the Cowboys always had the highest ratings.
Yeah, and I actually went to a Grey Cup a couple of years ago and had a fantastic time.
So which one did you go to?
I went to the one in Ottawa.
Oh, Ottawa, yes. Yeah. And you know, I've been to a Grey Cup. Way back, I think it was the 97th one. It was a really fun Grey Cup as well.
This one was about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah,
we had
a
blast.
And you know, they are fun. The Canadians have a fun way of not taking themselves too seriously, and that's also another inspiration. My mother is a 22-year breast cancer survivor, and she's always had this ideal of, like, never take yourself too seriously, live your life with a smile every day, and be. Always made live life to its fullest, and this is almost a testament to her because of that exact that attitude and that passion for life.
Well, I can tell you, she's probably very proud of you, because if there's anybody that's been, I've been watching from over there, and then when I came over, and you've had a smile on your face the whole time.
So
you're definitely living your mother's lifestyle is having a good time.
Oh, so. Yeah, and I know, and she, and I, you know, next year I'm sure we'll be able to get her down here too, and she'll be able to enjoy it for herself. So life is a ball, just like we always say, and it's like if I could ever. if I could do it again, I wouldn't change a thing. I'd just keep doing it. Because I've some of the best friends of my life I've met doing this. I've had some of the best experiences. I've met some of the coolest people. I mean, like I said, this has brought me close to a world. You know, I've gotten to meet my sports heroes over the last few years. You know, and it's just opportunities that you wouldn't normally get. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen because when I think it can't get any bigger, it just keeps getting bigger.
All right, folks, that's going to about do it for this week. I want to thank all of the folks that we've talked to so far over the first 7 or 8 months of the show that brought you their great products. There were some funny stories in there, and there are some really interesting people that are responsible for bringing in and creating some of the coolest things that are out in the parking lot. So we certainly do appreciate everybody for contributing to this week's show. And again, folks, if you have an opportunity, head over to our website at Tailgate Radio. Drop us a line, tailgateradio@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter and send us a message there at Tailgate Radio. But however you want to reach out to us, if you've got a great idea, if you've got a great guest suggestion, we're more than happy to entertain bringing on folks that are going to make the Tailgate Radio experience better, more fun, more lively, more entertaining, all of those things. We are all about it. We're not pretentious around here. We just want to have a good time. And mainly, we want to thank you for tuning in, downloading the show each week right there on iTunes. We certainly do appreciate your continued support there and continuing to support our sponsors. And if there's ever anything we can do for you, you know, as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch your asses on down the road. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Check 1, 2. Game day.